around me describe. With the voices of my parents and of the other grown-ups around Petty Harbor in my head, I began to fill in the map. As far as I knew, the map of Canada consisted of the following regions from east to west. First, I wrote Newfoundland in the ocean by the funny-shaped island reaching backwards to the mother country of Ireland or England, depending on which side of the bridge you were from. I know I lived only a few kilometers from the most easterly point in all of Canada, and in fact North America, and if I wanted to go anywhere in the province of Newfoundland or the country of Canada, I only had one way to go. And that was west, across the overpass and the mythical yet very real gateway between rural Newfoundland and its baymen, like my young self, and the city of St. John's and its townies, like the adult self I hoped to be. So on the map of Newfoundland, I figured there could only be two regions. In crayon, I spelled out in capital letters the one around the greater St. John's area, known as Town. And the rest would be a giant area known as Around a Bay. I knew Labrador was a place up above me, but the fishermen on the wharf referred to going there as down on the Labrador, which I found and still find confusing. In the same vein, folks from my hometown would say, let's go up the southern shore. I've never heard a single person outside Newfoundland before or since say down to the north, as in Labrador, or up to the south, as in the southern shore. No wonder my mapping skills were stunted so early. But I knew Labrador was actually a part of my province, and not part of Quebec, the province to which it is attached, which again was very confusing. All I really knew about Labrador was that it was a vast, beautiful, sparsely populated place with a huge coastline and massive rivers and an iron ore mine in Labrador City. I had heard a cousin say you could drive from Labrador City to a town in Quebec in 20 minutes or so, but I honestly thought that was just a story. Imagine, I said to one of the other 10-year-olds working on the wharf in Petty Harbor, driving from one province to another and back while on your dinner break. It must be impossible. So with my crayon, I mapped out Labrador as a mass of land along the mainland coast above Newfoundland that, for some reason, bent inland just long and far enough to reach Labrador City and the mine. I asked my teacher why the Labrador-Quebec border bent in so sharply. Walking briskly up the aisle, she told me, because that's where the mine is. I asked, why didn't Quebec get the mine? She broke her stride and turned her head to the side and appeared to be thinking about it. And after a little while, she turned back to me and said, finish your work now. I wrote Labrador down the coastline. For the first few years of my life, I was sure we were part of the Maritimes, but it turns out we are not. We are part of Atlantic Canada, which comprises the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Not sure who was in charge of that distinction, but even as a kid it seemed unnecessary to me. So I drew a big circle around Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and New Brunswick, and wrote Maritimes in the ocean between them, then set to try to name what I knew about them individually. I'd heard an uncle say he drove a cement truck onto the ferry on the west coast of Newfoundland, and when it landed on the other side, he was in North Sydney. So I wrote North Sydney, in what I would come to learn was Cape Breton Island, and drew an arrow to its northernmost tip, as I figured that's where the ferry would land. Turns out I was off by quite a bit, as the Newfoundland-Nova Scotia ferry bypasses about 180 kilometers of Nova Scotia land before finally docking about halfway down Cape Breton Island. I knew there was a city where many of the airplanes headed our way stopped, so I wrote Halifax across the lower part of Nova Scotia. I knew Prince Edward Island was a little bit in the bay next to Halifax. To make the label fit, I used the province's initials, but in my haste, I put P-I-E there instead. My teacher thought it was hilarious. I was delighted many years later when my own son asked if we could go see one of the sandy beaches on P-I-E. I knew there was something between P-I-E and Quebec, but I wasn't sure what it was. All I could recall was how people from the St. John's area complained their Sears catalog packages were always being sent to a city with almost exactly the same name in another Atlantic province. I figured this must be the place, so in the New Brunswick area I wrote, Utter St. John's. As a Montreal Canadiens fan, I knew the next bit quite well. I wrote, Montreal, Quebec, which I'm sure must have spilled over into Ontario. I drew the Habs logo, the H inside the C, somewhere in the middle of the province as an homage to the team I loved so much. I knew the Maple Leafs came from the next place to Montreal, as they played each other on Hockey Night in Canada quite often. I knew about the CN Tower because the just-built tallest building in the world that looked like a fancy robot was on TV a lot too. But I knew this city for many reasons.